Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little ZZ Top bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to read, listen, ask questions, all the other things you can do there. Don't forget also to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Simon Talling Smith is, that's a hyphenated, last two are hyphenated. Simon Talling Smith is Executive Vice President of Americas for British Airways. We're talking about how to maximize your experience with airlines, and he just happens to represent American Airlines as well as British Airlines because they're American is British Airways Airlines partner. Simon, the BA.com is the website. On Business is the small business frequent flyer type of affinity group, right?
That's right.
And then you have your own. You can do your own account. So you were telling us about what I call the double dip, which is the you can actually buy a ticket, and put in your personal number, put in your on business number, but then there's a triple dip option that you were telling me about on the break.
That's exactly right, Jim. Yeah, if you sign up for the right credit cards, then many of the credit cards issue miles for you, give you miles for your spend. For every dollar you spend, they'll give you a mile, or that kind of number. And in our case, if you sign up for the Visa Signature Card, which is issued by Chase, then when you buy it, you could be, if you're a member of the Executive Club, your company is a member of On Business, and you're buying your tickets with that credit card, then you're getting essentially miles three times.
So you could actually, if you wanted to do this, if you were really trying to maximize your budget, Simon, you could actually anticipate your trips, know the miles, estimate the points, do the math on that, a double or a triple dip kind of thing, and by combining the free ticket opportunity as a result of those miles and the budget that would take to buy the original tickets, you could actually build these miles into your budget planning for a year, couldn't you?
Sure you could, yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of people are essentially mileage junkies, and they get really keen on collecting miles. They're very, very expert at it. And one of the core things that they do, of course, is make sure that they stick within the right grouping so that they choose the group of airlines, the alliance. In our case, it's called One World. It's British Airways. It's American Airlines. It's Qantas of Australia, Cathay Pacific, big name airlines.
Iberia, I think you guys are with Iberia.
Iberia, Spain, of course. Mm-hmm. And if you get within one of those groups and then you take a card and stick with that loyalty card in that group, then you're going to really, really maximize those miles you're getting, because you're triple dipping, but you're always earning miles within that alliance. And then you can always burn them off again within that alliance. So the clever people who really, really maximize their mileage, they know what they're doing, they choose the right card, they stick in their alliance, and they triple dip.
One of the things I wanted to come back to something you talked about earlier on in our visit, and that's this thing about doing business overseas. My audience knows, Simon, that I've been encouraging small business owners for 13 and a half years now to see what it takes to do business in other parts of the world. And more lately, more in the last couple of years, I've come across a little stat that I like to use a lot, and that is that if you're an American, 94% of your global prospects are outside of the United States.
That is exactly right.
Now, that should get your attention. If you have anything that can be exported or imported, if there's anything that you do could be, you know, fits that possibility, then, you know, it's time to look into these things, because we are in a global marketplace. And one of the things I've learned about people in other parts of the world, they like a relationship before they do business, don't they?
Sure, absolutely. And you know, what is really important is that it's very hard to understand the nature of that relationship in each country until you go there. You know, in one part of the world, a shake of the head can mean one thing. In another part of the world, a shake of the head can mean something entirely different. And that is so important to understand when you go to these countries.
In the United States, Simon, we're a little more casual about business. I mean, we kind of don't think much about, you know, doing business with people we don't really know. Of course, we like doing business with people we know, but we're a little more casual about that. In other parts of the world, they're more rigid, aren't they?
They sure are, yes. And in many parts of the world, you know, Japan is a good example, relationships are very, very important in doing business. But I think everywhere in the world, you know, a look in the eye, a handshake, the chance to talk and meet the person and get the gauge of the person you're doing business is invaluable. And that is all about face-to-face, and that means you have to be there.
Well, absolutely right, Simon. I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts. What's the main message that you want to leave for small business owners as you leave today?
I think the main message I would say is: if you want to grow your business, go out there, see people, make sure you travel well. You know, arrive ready to do business. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish by buying cheap tickets and not arriving in good shape. Buy a decent ticket. Arrive in good shape, travel on a quality airline, get the right cars, and earn a lot of miles doing it. And I wish you the best of luck in growing your business.
Thank you, Simon. I like you, and I like your triple dip strategy. I'll have to remind my folks about that. We like that double dipping, triple dipping. Hey, Simon, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back another day, please.
Jim, I enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
And we're glad you're living in the USA these days.
I love the USA.
Simon Talling-Smith, folks, with the Executive Vice President with British Airways. That's BA.com. By the way, I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.